Your speaker is Garland Robinson. We want to ask a question today concerning what the Bible says about alcohol. The word alcohol is not found in the Bible, though many of its companion words are found there. Words such as drink, strong drink, drunk, drunkenness, drunken, drunkard, and winebibber. Though alcohol can obviously be used and is used in many medical applications, it's not that we're discussing and considering here. It's alcohol as a beverage that we find that's condemned in the Bible. Let's begin to read and see what the Bible teaches about alcohol as a beverage. We sometimes refer to it as beverage alcohol. For one, we find that alcohol is deceitful. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1 we read, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." What does he say? He says those who use alcohol as a beverage are deceived. We find an example of Lot's daughters deceiving him by getting him drunk so they might be able to have children by him. In Genesis chapter 19, verses 32 to 36, we read, "Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose." How low alcohol brought this man to commit such a devious act of incest. Multitudes have been deceived through the centuries by beverage alcohol. Are you being deceived by alcohol even today? Another point we need to consider is that alcohol causes one to live an excessive lifestyle. In Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 18, we read, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess." He's not talking about excess in regards to the quantity or amount that we drink. The word excess is defined as incorrigibleness, debauchery, dissipation. It is an abandoned or dissolute lifestyle. This text is not saying that drinking alcohol is only wrong when one drinks to excess, that is, when one drinks too much. That's not what's under consideration. One who is excessive has abandoned all principles of right conduct. Drinking alcohol encourages and promotes such conduct. This verse condemns the so-called social drink, even that first drink that one may take. It does so because it begins the process of an abandoned, desolate life. There's certainly no room at all here for anyone to say that drinking alcohol in moderation is all right as long as you don't drink too much. That kind of thinking and idea is simply nonsense. The Bible is right because it's from God, and when God says a thing is so, then it's so. Are you living excessively? This verse says that even the first drink begins the process of becoming drunk, and he says, do not start that, do not begin to be drunk with wine. So even that first drink, even that social drink, even that glass of wine with your meal is not supported in the Scriptures at all. We also find that alcohol enslaves the will, and it makes one forget God. In Isaiah chapter 5, in verse 11 and 12, we read, "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. But they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of His hands." Friend, men and women alike are mesmerized, captivated by the addiction of beverage alcohol. Hosea 4 and verse 11 says, "Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart." We also find that those who drink alcohol can and must repent. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 10 and 11, there were those in the church at Corinth who had been drunkards. They were using alcohol previously in their life. But here the Bible says, "And such were some of you. They had been that, but no longer. They had repented. They had turned from it, and they didn't touch the stuff anymore. We also find that alcohol deadens judgment. We read in Isaiah 28 and verse 7 and 8, "But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean." Alcohol, friend, is a depressant. Its effect deadens the senses. It slows down one's reaction to everything around them. Under its influence, moral judgments are greatly suppressed so that what one would not normally do is deemed proper. One often awakens the next day to not remember their actions the night before. Shame and disgrace and regret follow in the wake of alcohol, not only before men, but especially in the sight of God. The Lord will not hold one guiltless who partakes of it. The Bible commands us to be alert, to be sober, and not to be drunk. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 6 and 8. We also find that alcohol inflames lust. In Proverbs 23 and verse 33, "Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things." Notice what he says. Their eyes behold strange women. King Ahasuerus, after his heart was made merry with wine, summoned for Queen Vashti to come and display her beauty before the people and all the princes in Esther chapter 1 and verses 10 to 12. What a terrible thing he would be asking of her, but she maintained her purity and refused to do so. The problem was they were merry with wine, and they wanted to have roving, lustful eyes. Jesus said lusting is punishable by damnation in hell. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 28. "For whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Friend, lusting is impure. It is immoral. It is licentious. And alcohol goes hand in hand right with it. We also find alcohol causes one to transgress God's law. We read in Habakkuk 2 and verse 5, "Yea, also because he transgresseth by wine." Under the influence of alcohol, Lot committed fornication with his daughters in Genesis chapter 19 and verses 30 to 36. Alcoholic drink was forbidden the priest who officiated in the tabernacle in Leviticus chapter 10. We read in Isaiah 5 and verse 11 and 12, "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. They regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands." In Isaiah 5 and verse 22 we read, "Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteous of the righteous from him." Those, again, who drink alcohol, the Bible says, must repent. Alcohol leads to poverty and rags. It's a well-known fact that the families of those who are drunkards often suffer having little food or clothes because of the sinful practice of a mom or a dad. They continue to waste their money in alcohol. Those who are addicted to this insidious evil will forfeit all they have to continue it. As long as alcohol has a hold on them, there's no way but down. The Holy Spirit said, "Be not among winebibbers, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe the man with rags." Proverbs 23, verse 20 and 21. We find that alcohol corrupts courts and governments and brings national destruction. By inspiration, the wise man Solomon said, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 4 and 5, "For it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted." The government, the powers that be, they are the ones that suffer. They are for the help and protection of its citizens, but instead, those who are the legislators, those who enact and enforce laws under the influence of alcohol, cause misery and woe upon all who come in contact with them. We find that drunkenness leads to adultery. Again, we look back at Lot, and we find where he was drunk with wine and committed fornication, adultery, with those, even his daughters. Those who drink can repent. They can stop their drinking and they can be forgiven, because the curse of God rests upon those who do not, those who continue in their drink. Woe to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet. Isaiah 28, in verses 1 to 3. Alcohol brings woe and sorrow, contentions, babbling, wounds, and inflamed eyes. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 29 and 30. All of these verses describe so well the pain and misery that individual brings upon themselves because of drinking alcohol. Alcohol at first may be pleasing with some, but in the end is as poison as a rattlesnake. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Proverbs 23, verse 31 and 32. For the moment, many delight in the feeling received from alcohol, but when tomorrow comes, the effect of misery and pain is felt in full force. The curse of God rests upon every man, every business, every government that provides for and sells booze. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink. Habakkuk 2 and verse 15 to 26 says, how many then are doing that very thing? The Bible again says those who drink can repent and receive forgiveness. Those who do not will not be able to go to heaven. Christ can save the drunkards when they repent, but He'll condemn them when they do not. Friend, won't you consider the life that you're living and turn back to God before it's too late? You can have forgiveness if you'll believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, confess faith in Christ, and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. This has been Garland Robinson. Join us again.